The client for the recertification effort is the Purse Seine Vessel Owners Association. Bob Kehoe is the association's executive director.
To put it in football terms, you know, maybe we're at the, say, 10-yard line. What needs to happen before we score a touchdown and get the salmon fishery certified is this notice and comment where the public is given an opportunity to comment on the draft assessment, you know, and lodge objections, and then the assessment team then takes those comments into consideration and prepares a response, you know, if necessary. And then there is an opportunity for groups to lodge an objection to the certification. And then the process also provides for some sort of, arbitration if it gets that far in terms of an ultimate decision. So, you know, like I say, we've come a long way. This has been a long process. It's taken a lot longer than we had hoped, but it is what it is. And so we are hopefully marching forward to completion.
Alaska's commercially caught salmon fisheries were initially certified under the MSC sustainability label in the year 2000 and was then recertified in the year 2007. Last year, most of the large processors in the state of Alaska withdrew their support from the MSC label and instead threw their support behind the Global Trust certification sponsored by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Tyson Fick is a spokesman for ASME. He says the organization was asked to come up with an alternative to MSC.
We've found ourselves in a situation where if you only have one arbiter of what is sustainable, then you've got this gateway at the marketplace. And where they can say yes or no to your product entering the market. And at the same time, you have a situation that potentially devalues the Alaska brand, where you can just sell product as certified salmon, and then you lose origin. And we've spent an awful lot of effort and an awful lot of money building up the Alaska brand and seen tremendous success. So it's not surprising that they would try to piggyback on that.
Alaska's commercially caught salmon are currently labeled as sustainable under the Global Trust label, and if all goes as planned, might also be labeled as sustainable by MSC. Bob Kehoe with the Purse Seine Vessel Owners Association notes that while the fisheries might be deemed sustainable, only some of the salmon harvested can carry the MSC label if the recertification effort is ultimately successful.
We went out to all the fish processing companies and said, you know, gave them the opportunity to join in the effort and to share the costs. So only a few of those companies have elected to proceed with the recertification and be part of the effort. So a company that did not sign up and be part of the group that PSVOA was leading then would not be eligible.
The companies that would be eligible to use the MSC label include Silver Bay Seafoods, 10th and M Seafoods, Sienna Seafoods, International Seafoods of Alaska, Ekuk Fisheries, and Copper River Seafoods. One additional company is participating but is not being named. Kehoe says the Purse Seine Vessel Owners Association believes it's in the best interest of the commercial salmon fishermen in Alaska that the obviously sustainable salmon fisheries in the state be covered by the world's leading sustainability label.
First of all, I think we support Alaska's and ASME's efforts to develop, and move forward with a different sustainability label. But until such time as that that sustainability Alaska gains real traction in the marketplace, to us it makes sense to give retailers or fish buyers the MSC alternative. And after all, to many of other Alaska's fisheries are certified under MSC, and our understanding is that they will continue to seek recertification, and that's for for example, pollock, cod, halibut. So, you know, in our mind, at least, it makes sense to also provide an alternative for those that want the MSC label.
The draft report for recertifying Alaska's salmon fisheries as sustainable by MSC covers all of the state's salmon fisheries except for the fisheries in Prince William Sound. According to the draft report, at the present time, the assessment team considers that additional information is needed in order to conduct the assessment of Prince William Sound. The additional information includes a multi-year study by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game relating to hatchery and wild salmon stock interactions and evidence relating to hatchery releases on the productivity of the Prince William Sound herring stocks. The MSC certification draft report can be found on the MSC website at msc.com. The deadline to comment or file an objection is the 30th of August. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.